It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters! Heart attack, cancer, stroke! Save yourself and all those animal lives! Go vegan now! Free recipes at PETA.org.
The All-American Half Pound, pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato. For the by sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity stereo discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
Like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. Jim God, we call him.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medfit?
Yes, that's the way some people
right.
say it.
Medfit. Don't give me that Medford.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
I'm so scared, she said, with a shame.
Evening and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Spooktacular. Actually, this is the second spooktacular I am bringing you in 2024. After last week's Halloween dramas, with, in particular, Sorry Wrong Number, a drama written by Lucille Fletcher and broadcast in 1943 with Agnes Moorehead. Eudora from Bewitched, most famously, but less famously in these modern times, she was a very talented actress who appeared in many other roles. And thanks going out to Arthur again for having suggested that. And talking about thanks, wow, those DJs who were filling in for Chris Earl before, they are certainly doing a real freeform show, dramatizing what I believe was a play here, The Good God of Manhattan. And I only believe that because they left a copy of the script here. In any case, kudos to them. And yes, Arthur, I passed along your commendations to them as they, about seven of them, came down the stairs. They had turned on the automation, and so I only briefly met them. In any case, yes, this is the second spooktacular of 2024, and this being a Plastic Sushi, we of course started off with some Japanese music. That was the trio of female rock and rollers from Osaka, Japan, Shonen Knife, and from their Let's Knife album, that was Devil House. And we've got, this is going to be a bit more of a normal sound collage for you, if there is such a thing. Philip complained last week about the extended remixing of Sorry Wrong Number. But on the other hand, there were people who really liked it. Yeah, some people really like it, and some just don't. That's what we do here on WMFO in Medford. So we're going to be playing a lot more songs about monsters and werewolves and devil and evil and candy. Pretty freeform range of Halloween topics for you. Coming up in the next set, we're going to be sending out a song to longtime WMFO DJ Easy Ed from a band that he really loves, Lost Straitjackets. This is going to be their very cool cover of the Munsters theme. And also a cool cover of an AC/DC song done in a hillbilly style by, of course, Hasey Dixie. And then another song there about candy. And, of course, we're going to be doing genre jumping. We're going to be going way down south to Virginia and Piedmont and hear a song about devils from James Wilson. Some scary public service messages in tonight's mix. And perhaps a little unexpected. Well, okay, I won't tell you about the unexpected. And, you know, when I was growing up, the one of the first three record albums I got was by Kiss. And they were very influential in my guitar playing. The first song I learned to play by myself was Cold Gin. Actually, Ace Frehley wrote it. But we're going to be hearing an early Kiss song in the next set as well. But before that, we're going to begin with another Japanese band, of course, because that's part of our plastic sushi formula here. Japanese music at the beginning, then relentless genre jumping. And so let's get that going for you. This is by Polysix, who named themselves after the Korg Polysix synthesizer. And this song is called Sweet Candy. Going out for you here as we celebrate Halloween on WMFO in Medford. Yes, it's the plastic sushi strawberries and thyme. We'll be right back.
America, there are as many species of vampire as there are beasts of prey. Their methods and their motive for attack can vary in 100 different ways.
I think you're going to find this very amusing.
Living easy, living free, season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be, taking everything in my stride. Don't need reasons, don't need rhyme. There ain't nothing that I'd rather do. Going down, it's party time. Yeah, my friends are gonna be there too. I'm on the highway to hell. The highway to hell. The highway to hell. The highway to hell. No stop signs, speed limits. Nobody gonna slow me down. Like a wheel gonna spin it. Nobody gonna mess me around. Hey Satan, paid my dues. I'm playing in this bluegrass band. Hey mama, look at me. I'm on my way through the promised land. Yeehaw, on the highway to hell.
Highway to hell.
hair.
Imagine boys and girls sleeping on the beach side by side, unchaperoned. Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
Well, I was just talking to my friend Steve, and a place came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say.
Let us loose, come out tonight. It's time to kick all treat. You better answer your door about your pumpkin smashing the street. I've got my costume candy, yeah, I'm ready for a Halloween. But when I answer my door, you know I can't believe what I've seen. Ain't got no costumes on, ain't got no makeup on their face. They just are looking like burglars in the flash.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Hey, boy.
Cause that's well down.
Yeah. Well,
come on, come on.
Yeah, boy, got 12 dogs down.
Yeah. Yeah,
boy, take him up, son, put him in the old bed.
Yeah. Yeah,
boy, take him up, son, put him on a new ball.
Yeah,
hey, boy, take him up, son, set him in his bed one time, son.
Yeah.
Everybody get the hand on. Jack the rabbit,
yeah.
Jack the bell,
yeah.
Can't you line him up,
yeah.
That's a hell,
yeah.
Can't you line him,
yeah.
Can't you shake him up,
yeah.
Can't you line him up,
yeah.
That's a hell.
My old missus promised me, a killing before she died. Old boy,
can't you line him,
yeah.
Old boy, that's a hell. Old boy, can't you line him,
yeah.
Oh, boy,
that's a all around the mountain, getting so cold. Can't hear nothing but the driver's roll. All around the mountain,
yeah.
Getting so cold,
yeah.
Can't hear nothing,
yeah.
Driver's roll,
yeah. Oh, boy, can't you line him? Oh, boy, can't you line him? Oh, boy, can't you line him?
Walk down, devil, walk down, devil, bus for rail.
Yeah.
Walk down, devil, walk down, devil, bus for rail.
Yeah.
Oh, boys, get the hand on it.
Yeah.
Oh, let them go.
Yeah.
Jack the rabbit. Jack the bell. Can't you line him up?
Just a hell.
Can't you line him?
Yeah.
Can't you shake him up?
Yeah.
Let's line him up?
Yeah.
Just a hell. Walk down, Bill.
Yo, that's him right up there. Stop the car right here.
Gang violence.
Gunshots on 5th and Vine.
Police. Jail. A family.
It's gonna be okay.
A brother alone.
Hey, little man, come here. What you got on your back?
A sister afraid. A father worried.
Son, are you okay?
A child without. A mother counting the days till her boy is home.
I just hope my baby's safe.
These are the sounds of gang violence. From the day you're sentenced, your family starts facing the true hard time with you. Something to think about before you commit a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Well, what have we here? To get locked up in a place like this. And what did you do to get locked up in a place like this?
I was just talking to my friend Steve, and a police came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say.
Come on, lady, do I look stupid? You know you was home. Admit, you weren't home. You were not home. Okay, just like that, you were not home.
Thank you.
thank you for so thankful. I'm from LA, okay? I was born and brought up, raised around life. Okay? I can spot the truth.
Well, I was just talking to one of my friends, Steve, and the police came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution. So now I'm stuck here behind bars and I really don't have much to say.
No. You playing me for some kind of fool? Girl, I'm from LA, okay? I was born and brought up, raised around life. Okay? I can spot the truth. I can spot the truth.
Okay.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can see it right in those pretty brown eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm not lying.
You're not lying.
I may be a little promiscuous, but I wasn't at that time.
Well, how promiscuous are you?
I can be pretty promiscuous.
Pretty promiscuous?
Yeah. Well, maybe very. I don't know.
Very? Hmm. Well, how can a brother find out how promiscuous you are?
Well, just so that I don't get in trouble. You're my boyfriend, and you don't have to pay me anything. How's that?
Sounds good. Sounds like a deal.
It would be like taking candy from a baby. have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
This evening, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, we are celebrating Halloween for the second week in a row with a spooktacular. And we began the first main set of this week's spooktacular with, of course, a Japanese band. Because that's the rule. One of the rules here on a Plastic Sushi. Strawberries and Thyme. Sound Collage. Yeah, always start off with Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping. Mixing up as many different styles of music as we can that match the theme du jour. And then going out to DJ Easy Ed, who's now living in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with his lovely wife, Poison Ivy. We heard from one of his favorite bands, who he had come into the studio here, yeah, and then play live, Lost Straitjackets. That was their very cool cover version of the Munsters theme, which you can find on the compilation album Halloween Hootenanny, which was also a source for the song that came after that by the Swingin' Neckbreakers, No Costume, No Candy. And sandwiched between those two, we heard from Hazy Dixie and their very bluegrass cool cover version of AC/DC's Highway to Hell. The first of two songs in that set that I send out to John Fisk up in Beverly, because we know what a big AC/DC fan he is. And then we heard from James Wilson, and in a pretty old song coming from way down south. Well, not way down south, actually. In a deep river of song from Virginia and the Piedmont. That was Walk Down Devils. And then a scary enough public service message, although not the scariest one that you'll hear in this episode. And then a sound collage mix of some audio clips from who knows where, featuring Jailhouse Jen and Julian St. Jacques. Yes, mixed on top of the Beatles' Sea of Monsters from Yellow Submarine. The Beatles or George Martin? He is the composer of that. And then it was Kiss, going back to the 1970s with Hotter Than Hell. And then another song going out to John Fisk, Evil Walks, from from those about to rock. And then, yes, a public service message, a remixed one. Actually, that was two of them that I mashed up together from the Mormons and the Mennonites. Meanwhile, backing me up right now, my ambiance, this is Brian Eno and Daniel Lenoir. An ambient piece called Sirens. From Music for Films, Volume 3. So, in the next set, we're going to be doing pretty much the same thing, only different. That's the secret to success once you've had a hit, right? Or a way to attempt to recapture that success you had with your hit. So we're going to be hearing some Elvis Presley and Southern Culture on the Skids. You're going to hear their Werewolf. The Bullet Boys are going to sing about rock candy. And as far as monsters go, we're going to be hearing about something that's not really a monster, but some people think, well, thought, and still do think that it is. Yes, marijuana. And also, a contribution from Chuck Yu here. Talking about candy and the like. Yeah, a little sweet production from Chuck Yu. But before any of that, we're going to hear another collaboration that Brian Eno was involved in, like this one with Daniel Lenoir underneath me. But instead, in this one, he's collaborating with David Byrne, famously of the Talking Heads, but quite an accomplished solo artist on his own. So many different projects and books and things. Yeah, so many things going on. So they did this album, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, and it... Well, they made a lot of sound collages using tapes and loops and all sorts of stuff. And this one is audio clips from an actual attempted exorcism. It's called The Jezebel Spirit. Yes, Brian Eno and David Byrne collaborating. You'll find it on My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. We explore Halloween freeform style here on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
Now, I want to make absolutely clear that I'm in no way interested in the contents of your tights.
We move to the bottom of the 12th, the 4-4 game.
Swing and a drive, deep to right, way back, and this ball is gone! Jump on his back, fellas, the Red Sox win, David Ortiz.
This is a team that never give up. We're 3-1 right now.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became a summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand, touching hand. Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, ba ba ba. Your time never seems so good.
So good, so good, so good.
WMFO. In Medford, Tufts, Freeform.
And the Boston Red Sox are the world champions. For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball's world championship. Can you believe it?
Sweet Caroline.
Was a mean, low, sneaky, underhanded trick.
Yes, it was. And I'm quite pleased with myself.
Mr. Chairman and distinguished members of the Finance Committee, I stand before you with the most distressing news. Either we close our fester, or we apply a chokehold around its neck and squeeze tight till all life is strangled out of this monster. We must face the truth. Marijuana is the most violent causing drug in the history of mankind. Anyone who reads Mr. Hearst's newspapers knows that. I also have information from very reliable sources which shows that Negro men under the narcotics influence will openly stare white women with sexual desires in their eyes. Mexicans will become wild and uncontrollable, raping your daughters, murdering your wives, taking great enjoyment in ruining our lives. It's an enemy that's hard to see, and it hides inside a weed. Worthless piece of vegetation that this country doesn't need. Together we can do it, though it's not an easy task. For the monster marijuana sports a formidable mask.
You know, Igor, I'm beginning to regret that I brought you back to life.
Commissioner for Prohibition, I didn't have a bright future since my particular form of expertise didn't exist anymore. On my way through a one-way door,
direction and scoop me up off the floor. Who cares if I had to make up stories about Mexicans and blacks? The important thing is that Mr. DuPont and Hearst had a lot to lose with them posing a threat to their bottom line. Who I should defame wasn't hard to choose. Why, if we don't put an end to this right now, you'll be watching this great country's children being dragged.